before we, you know, when you came out in the second half, did you feel like, you know, you had some adjustments that you could make to just get the offense going a little bit? Or?
Yeah, we had some things we liked. We just, you know, we had too many three and outs and we backed up and didn't really help our defense change the field position much in those drives. But, you know, we had a chance there in the fourth quarter and I turned over twice. So it's tough. Good environment, good opponent. We didn't play very good on offense at times, but we, you know, we had chances to win the game.
Sorry, Adam, just walk you out.
No questions.
Okay. What do you got to do to get the offense rolling a little bit better, you think?
Well, we're not going to overreact. It's been 2 weeks. You know, we've been not quite finding our rhythm yet, but, you know, we got some guys working in, haven't worked together a whole lot, so we're going to trust the process and believe we can get this thing turned around. You know, we got a kind of an awkward schedule here. We got, you know, game next week at home and then a bye and then three more at home. So we're going to have to find a rhythm here as we head back home and have our opener and hopefully we can take care of business at home.
Do you feel like you're close to find it or is there a lot of work to be done?
Well, it's week two. I mean, there's always a lot of work to be done. I think, you know, we're close at times. We just need to figure out what that identity is. And that's created throughout the season. You know, we're trying some different things and had some success with some two tight end stuff at times. We just didn't have enough success on third down and then, you know, turned the ball over too many times.
When you're not as accurate as you normally are, is that usually a sign of something going on, you know, the timing out there, or do you usually find that it's something, you know, that you're doing different than you had?
No, it just depends on the play and the route and the protection and the balance on the throw. So it's tough to say without being specific on a certain throw, but we'll go back and look at the film and obviously critique ourselves really, really hard and find a way to get better.
Aaron, can you take us through that, the last pass there, the one that was intercepted, just what you saw and how it happened?
Yeah, they brought double-edged pressure, which we, you know, we didn't see it. So I feel like we were free on the right side and just stepped up and tried to anticipate when he was going to, the angle he was coming out, and unfortunately left it too far inside.
Which one? Ryan got you maybe from behind, Rose.
Yeah, it's three-step. Nobody's off on the right. Check down was covered. Was lining up to throw it away, and he knocked out of my hand.
The fourth and two call to James, what did you see there defensively? Did you think that would have worked?
I like the call. They brought double-edged pressure. Sunday was coming out of the side, but I felt like we had kind of beat him with the run. Had a chance maybe to throw it out to Jordy, maybe convert it, but felt good. Not sure about the spot. I don't know. We have to go back and look at it, but felt like from where I was standing that we had maybe gotten the ball a little farther, but, you know, I like the call. It was an aggressive call. We were moving the ball well, and we got to convert there.
Did you see any kind of sign of this in practice during the week, or that you guys were off a little bit?
Well, it's good defense, so there's going to be some times where we'll be a little bit off, but no, we had a good week of practice. Everything was smooth. We talked about a lot of checks and ideas. We just didn't execute them as well as we have in the past.
There were a couple times you hit him on blitzes, and I came at you, and was able to get him on that. And then times when they're not blitzing, it seemed like it was tougher. Is that just because they're sitting back and too shallow? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't come after us a ton, but, you know, we took some shots down the field and didn't come up with them. You know, we had a PI on OPI there. We had the play to – you know, early in the game that to Devontae with pass interference. We had another pass interference. We need to be I missed a couple early in the game. You know, we gotta hit those. Those change the momentum and quiet the crowd a little bit if we can hit those early in the game.
Aaron, maybe we're all just guilty of assuming that, hey, Jordy's back, the offense will start clicking. But is there more to it than just having a guy back? Is there a process it takes to, you know, getting back to what you guys want to be?
Yeah, I don't think we're that far off. You know, it's getting him back in the mix and Jared Cook back in the mix. You know, there's some moving pieces right now. We gotta go back and be harsh with our critiques of ourselves, myself included, and we gotta get better. But I think we will. You know, I don't think this is anything to get super crazy about. You know, it's a tough opponent, division opponent. They're a good football team. They still got to come to our place later in the season, and you know, hopefully we're in a position to play for something then.